Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 809 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's New Year's Eve Eve. It's a thing. It can be, if we say enough. Joining us now by phone, we have Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff, Sheriff Bob Johnson. Well, Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
I almost called you the department. I don't know why. just getting the habit of saying certain words. How was Christmas? Eventful, uneventful in Santa Rosa County?
Actually, it was pretty quiet. Christmas Eve and Christmas both were pretty quiet.
I'll take that. That's always a good news. But you had on Friday, there was an incident, right?
A guy getting basically into an argument with his wife, pointed a handgun at her, and she got out of the house, and he barricaded himself. And it ended up being a SWAT call out. But while en route to the armed disturbance, one of my canine officers was basically T-boned by another driver, and him and his canine both had to go to the hospital, but luckily they're at home recuperating right now. And we ended up having to do a SWAT entry on the guy and take him into custody.
Well, you managed to take a very concerning set of circumstances and make it sound real simple there, but the officer and the canine, you said, went to the hospital, but turned out to be okay, yep. Minor injuries?
Yeah, minor injuries on both, and hopefully they'll be coming back to work in a week or two.
And the driver of the car that hit him is also okay?
Yeah, no injuries there.
Okay, yep. All right. And in the end, it was eventful, but nobody was injured in the home, kicking down the door, basically?
Right, yeah, we took him into custody without incident.
Wow, okay, all right, well... terrible, obviously, to have the crash and have to go to the hospital, but, you know, could have been a whole lot worse, and we'll take the not worse part of that. We've also got, coming up on New Year's, that we're going to have the thing that people are still kind of adjusting to, which is that fireworks are legal. Gunfire legal only if the projectile doesn't leave your property, right?
Yeah, and, this always astounds me, but it happens every year. You have people who want to celebrate by just shooting off firearms. And I get it. I'm a Second Amendment guy. Hey, you know, but if you do anything firearm related and it endangers anybody else or is towards somebody else's house or whatever, you can and probably will be arrested. So the main thing I would tell everybody, even with fireworks as well, you know, just play it smart. And everybody's going to be, you know, partying on New Year's Eve, everything. So the scary part is people get hammered and then they decide, hey, now's a great time to play with these huge fireworks or to shoot off a weapon. And, you know, sometimes that ends pretty badly.
You know, it might be worth reminding people. I don't know that it will penetrate to their skull on, 12:30 in the morning on New Year's Day or whatever, but it's actually illegal to have a gun and be drunk, right?
Yes. Yes. So, and also another thing, you know, and people shoot bullets up into the air and they think, well, what are the odds? Well, the odds are, you know, yeah, they're pretty slim. It's going to come down and hit somebody. But, you know, I've seen a lot of weird stuff in my time in law enforcement. I mean, you have a guy in Milton, poor man in Milton, sleeping in his second story bedroom and gets killed by a drunk driver. I mean, you know, there's things happen.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. But so you take a risk, you fire a weapon into the air, you don't know where that projectile is coming down at.
And you know, not to harp on the point, but like the business about being drunk and having a gun is, I mean, then you catch a felony, you lose your right to have a gun. I mean, like, that's really a bad thing that people sometimes don't realize. You mean I can, you know, yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, we have rules, you know, and you got to follow these rules, right?
And people tend to, when they're drunk, tend to make poor decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So you enter a firearm into that mix, and yeah, nothing good's going to happen.
So on New Year's Eve, I'm at my house, and I live in Escambia County, but, you know, hypothetically, I'm one of your citizens. I live in Santa Rosa County. I'm at my house, and I hear noises that sound like gunfire, but I know it's the New Year's Eve. I know it could be fireworks. Mm-hmm. When do you want me to call you?
Yeah. And we get a lot of calls. I mean, we'll probably on New Year's Eve, firework calls or loud or possible gun discharge calls. We'll probably get 250 probably in an evening.
Wow.
And we have to, obviously we don't have 250 deputies working, so we're going to have to prioritize. I would say call if, and only if you feel like you're in danger or your home is in danger, like somebody shooting fireworks at your house, something like that. Or if you know for a fact it's a gun, you see somebody with a gun, obviously call us and we'll take care of that as well. But, yeah, it's just, if you hear pop, 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 and it sounds 2 miles away, we're not going to be able to do anything about that. So,
yeah, I know we had one near our house where it was like that, and I think it was a 4th of July one. I'm trying to remember now exactly, but it wasn't just one gunshot. You know, it was several, and it was clearly gunfire. And, you know, it was actually the second volley, so to speak, is when like, oh, no, we need to call about this. This is bad.
Yeah. You know it's a firearm. That's a whole different thing. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's why I wanted to ask, because I know a lot of people have that question. They don't want to burden the system. Yeah. And they also, they know that, you know, realistically, what are you going to be able to do? And, you know, how hard is it going to be able to figure anything out? But all of us want to help keep our community safe. And we all want to, you know, if there's a way that we can do that and be helpful, we all want to be helpful. And that's kind of why I wanted to ask the question. You are getting ready to do your kind of last big swearing in, because this is your last term. And, you know, you and Sheriff Simmons both have this coming up in January, right?
Yeah, correct. So I was very fortunate this time to not have an opponent. So, yeah. So we kind of have a big send-off, hopefully. We're going to get everybody in the auditorium and swear. Probably we have to have some working. So it'll probably be around 300 deputies in at one time. And it's pretty cool. We get to and plus you get to see everybody that you don't usually see, you know, midnight shift guys and, you know, stuff like that. So. Hopefully we'll have some good fellowship and it'll be my last swearing in.
Oh, so you're going to swear in. You said they're going to swear in also?
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to have all the deputies there and I'll get sworn in and then I turn around and swear them in.
Is that something you have to do? Like every time you get re-sworn in, they have to be re-sworn? I've never heard of that before. Is that something that needs to be done or is it more of just ceremonial?
It's ceremonial.
Okay.
So, but every time a sheriff takes office, no matter if it's his first term or his 30th term, everybody has to redo their commission cards. Everybody else has to redo their oath that they take. I don't have to make them do the oath in front of me.
I got you.
But they have to sign the paper with the oath on it. That's every 4 years, no matter who's coming in as sheriff.
So their oath, their ability to be sworn officers actually expires with your term, and it has to be renewed just like yours has to be renewed.
Correct.
No, I never knew that. That's interesting. Also, I think it's interesting you say you're going to have a couple of 300 officers. And, you know, I mean, obviously the ones you guys don't like are going to be still out working the roads that day, though, right?
Yeah, it doesn't quite get pick and choose that way. But, yeah, there's going to be some people that I still meet them face to face as well and swear them
that's
in.
Good.
Even though I don't have to, I still do it just for the simple reason. You know, I like to see everybody, you know, every now and then, and I don't get to do it that often. So
I'm just picturing Ricky and Mark, you know, pulling up to each other, driver's door to driver's door out at some, you know, vacant gas station lot down in the South End. Did you get put on duty today? Yeah, me too. Why? Does Bob not like us?
No, they'll be working their regular shift. So.
I know. Well, Sheriff Johnson, thank you so much for the time as always. Thanks for doing what you do. Again, congratulations on the unopposed reelection. And we'll look forward to talking to you in the new year and happy new year between now and then.
Hey, thank you, and same to you and yours, Andrew.